My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Our man Eddie Gonzalez, Complex Sports, with us here. Love talking football with him. Love talking boxing with him. Love talking basketball with him. We gonna start with hip hop. I was gonna bring something up during the commercial break. No, come on, we here. Weigh in on this. We got people crying, talking about they devastated, all sorts of nonsense.
Who devastated?
Your boy. Yeah, well, I'm not gonna say your boy because I like him too. Lil Wayne talked today.
Oh, I didn't see. Lil Wayne talked today.
Eddie, weigh in on the halftime Super Bowl act being Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, look. Let me preface this. As I talk up Lil Wayne, because I'm gonna, it's not talking down Kendrick. Kendrick is a fine choice. He's great. He's gonna smoke it. Like, I know he is. Mm-hmm. The little minute he got last time, he killed it. Mm-hmm. I've seen him perform many times. I've seen him perform in Sacramento in a ballroom, and he smoked it. Right. So I'm not against Kendrick having the show at all. I don't even think just because it's in New Orleans, it has to be Lil Wayne. My only complaint is when you act like Lil Wayne is not worthy of the platform to get on that stage for various reasons. All of the reasons have holes you can easily poke in. Oh, he's too old. He hasn't done a song. Usher was older and has not had hits in a long time. It was fine. Oh, he's not going to perform all that. We've seen some bad performances on that stage. That it's fine. Oh, he's not been relevant in X amount of years. Dr. Dre, y'all don't even remember he had an album in 2012. Like, y'all don't even, what are we saying right now? Oh, he'll have to bring a lot of guests. They always bring a lot of guests. Oh, his content is this. The Weeknd did this not too long ago. So I just don't buy that he's not a worthy act for that. Now, him not being chosen is fine. I don't think he needs to be ceremoniously chosen because he's in New Orleans. I just don't like that idea. But again, I think Kendrick is fine. I think Kendrick is going to kill it. I think they have some great guests with him. Like, he'll make the best of it. He'll be incredible.
Yeah, the thing I didn't like about all this, and Eddie, I was over this conversation. So, not saying like we shouldn't bring it. I'm just saying like I started off with it.
No, because I know you're about to go off. Before you go off.
I wouldn't go off.
No, I think you're not talking into the microphone. I think there's a chance that your microphone isn't connected. So while if it is, then that's just me. But I checked the little settings on the app. But go ahead, Casey.
But the whole thing that frustrated me about this entire dialogue 24 hours in was it became a situation as to why Wayne wasn't qualified or why Kendrick wasn't qualified. And it's like, come on, man. Like, both, what are we talking about? Both of these dudes are the creme de la creme of hip hop, of popular music at this point. Like, yes, they are absolutely qualified, either one of them. Like you said, Kendrick's going to kill it. And I would get frustrated when people act like Wayne had no business being a halftime show. And that's asinine to me. That's when I would walk away from the conversation. Like, what are we talking about?
But isn't this only a conversation because it's in New Orleans? Like, if the Super Bowl was in Arizona, would this conversation be happening?
Well, real quick, Eddie, it would. And it was.
It would?
Jay-Z and that group had made.
It just happened once.
No, it didn't.
It happened twice.
Usher's got connections. Mm. Shakira and J-Lo got connections to Miami. Mm. There had three of the four times he's been involved in this, there's been connections to the city. So this happened last year. This didn't come out of nowhere. Last year, like either the same night or a couple days later, the campaign for Lil Wayne started from the people. They're like, no, it's in New Orleans. Like, this will be dope. Like, da 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 da. And that's kind of, Wayne talked about it. He was asked about it on an interview. And he's like, man, I'm going to try and make sure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Da 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 da.
And
like,
did he do that? Come out of,
I don't know if he did or not. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what he's been doing. But
have you guys seen Wayne? Have you seen him live ever?
Yeah, I seen him once.
How was it?
It was great.
I've seen him on, yeah.
I guess it depends on the show and where he's at, his mental state.
I believe that people have had bad experiences. Yeah. I've seen Wayne upwards of 10, 12 times. Incredible every time.
Mm.
And I don't say that just like as like a fan who's standing out, like, but he was mad active. He performed really well. He doesn't use a background vocal. He doesn't have a hype man anymore. Like, he just goes up and rocks it. So it was like that one. I didn't get it. I just seen him in Vegas 2 weekends ago.
Hmm.
He did Zook, the one at the Resorts World. Hmm. Killed it. Great set. 45-minute set. Obviously, he was at 3 a.m. because it's Vegas, but he killed it. And he didn't even do the hits. He did like the B sides.
Hmm.
You know, so he did Hustler music, like he did Mr. Carter. So I'm like, come on, he can do a set.
Yeah, and like we said, I guess it depends on the day, because I've heard people see him and say he barely did any, like he was trash.
And maybe that's what matters. Like, it can't be that day.
But that also goes into, like I said, that interview he did about, it's not a year ago. It was at the end of the football season where he's like, I'm gonna make sure I'm on point. And I don't know what he's done in that time since, if he's made sure he's on point or not. But he was aware, maybe, of the perception. And he's like, I'm gonna make sure I'm on it, so I get this opportunity.
Yeah, I'm sure Wayne has his habits. I'm sure he does. I'm not denying that in any way. He's been pretty adamant and vocal. But we're talking about a professional performer, and he's been doing this since he was 10 years old. He's been doing it on a professional level since he was 14. We talking 30 years of this. Mm. We talking arenas. We talking massive stages. And they go, oh, he did Essence Fest and it was whatever. And like, again, I'm sure there's been bad experiences, but he would not. I don't believe he would let this slip through his fingers. So, again, not to say that Kendrick will. Kendrick's going to kill it.
Well, that's the thing. And that's why the whole conversation is funny. Like, Jay didn't pick Tommy Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
No shot at Tommy Richmond entirely, but like, it's Kendrick effing Lamar.
The other one I want people to stop saying is, oh, you didn't do this in 2013. Like Kenny said, the precedence wasn't set in 2013, and 2013 was Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't do this in 2013. It was Beyonce. She literally shut down the arena. Like, nice. Don't stop bringing that up. It was Beyonce.
The one more thing. So before we leave this, the other argument that I'm kind of tired of too is people are like, it's Kendrick Lamar and all this fake outrage about Lil Wayne. Oh, don't act like you're not going to watch. Of course, 90 million people watched it in Sacramento. Like, yes, everybody's watching the Super Bowl. Nobody's turning the Super Bowl on because Kendrick Lamar is there.
It's not nobody.
I wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl. I wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl. But now I wasn't going to go to a Super Bowl party, but now that Kendrick Lamar is, I'm definitely watching. And same, like you said, same thing with Lil Wayne. Oh, I wasn't going to watch, but Lil Wayne's performance, so I'll watch. It's the most watched event every year around the world. People are watching the Super Bowl regardless.
I've had women say in my life that that was the Beyonce concert, and then it just happened to be a football game. That's the exception. But again, stop bringing that up. It's Beyonce. Like, shut up.
And stop bringing up Drake, because that man was never offered the Super Bowl. So stop.
Now sound like you're hating a little bit. Now hey, we got multiple sources that are that
multiple
are
sources. Go ahead. Yeah, no. Open Twitter. Tell me about multiple sources.
Elliot Wilson hates Drake.
There are people in Roc Nation who are like, yeah, that never happened. We did not. Okay. You really believe that they offered Drake the Super Bowl 2 years in a row after he said no?
All I'm telling you is, stop it. How does that make me a stand? Bro, I'm telling you, Elliot Wilson.
You never have ever called out Drake for lying. Drake started lying 4 months ago. You've never said, oh, Drake was wrong about this. Drake was wrong about that. You have been all on Kendrick for four straight months.
So
everything that comes out about Drake is the gospel.
So you asked me in a group chat, I won't even ask you. And you said, I'll go back to shutting the hell up, because you said you believe everything he said is true. And I told you what I said is not true. I don't believe it's true. And you're like, oh, I read that wrong. I'll go back to shutting the hell up.
I don't even remember what that was.
Yeah, it was during Family Matters. And you were like, you believe all this stuff? I said, this is what I do believe. This is what I don't believe.
Yeah, so yo, since when has that been the way you win the battle anyway? Like, not
don't ask me.
He did Tybo, and everybody was like, ooh.
I don't know. All I'm saying is Elliot Wilson hates Drake. So if there was anybody that would be like, nah, Drake is
right. Will I believe Elliot Nation or Roc Nation? Or Elliot Wilson or Roc Nation? I'm going to choose Roc Nation.
Well, you believe everything Jay-Z says. You believe, you're Rock like Nation. My cousin. You think Jay-Z is without flaw. You think Jay-Z's without flaw. Now you want to talk about Stan. You think Jay-Z does
so you're telling me, you think they went to Drake for the 2020 Super Bowl and he said no, and they're like, oh, let's just ask him again in 2021. No, you turn him down once, he's never asking you again.
Maybe not.
There's no chance that happened. Maybe none. Not. I'd bet your entire life savings on it. We all know how much money
that's
you have.
No, that's nothing compared
we'll,
to your
we'll
life.
We'll bet your it's entire life savings on it. What did you I hate Drake. I swear to God, I know you hate Drake. And I can't stand you sometimes.
It's clear as day. I'm DeMar DeRozan in this whole thing. I like them both. That's
you're
why you should
liar.
Listen to me.
You're a flat out liar.
I do not like Kendrick Lamar. I love Kendrick Lamar.
What do you think about
I
what
like
you?
Them both. A lot.
I believe you. What do you think about what we saw last night on the football field?
You know, when they announced that the guys could wear the padded helmets, that would help. This is what we're talking about, right? Yeah. We're talking about too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was one of the players I immediately thought of. And I think we are reaching that point where they're not, I don't know that they're going to take it out of his hands, but so this is his third diagnosed concussion in 2 years. And there was another one that wasn't diagnosed and he very much looked out of it and all that stuff. Like, we are in the era of football where we have to take care of a guy like that. That's a tough hit. That's the thing about his situation. Like, all of his hits have been tough. But tough hits happen. Is he just more susceptible? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But by the way guys are talking, by the way Mike McDaniel is talking, I don't think they're going to leave this in his hands too much longer. And nor do I think they should. You know, we're all a little older and we remember, you know, all his great hits. We remember putting on Madden in game day and it just starts with 3 minutes of guys getting blasted, right?
Right.
That's just not the league we live in right now. And I'm not saying he needs to or should retire, but I wouldn't be shocked if they take it out of his hands, at least for this season. Mm. And then he has to figure out from there what he's going to do with his career.
That's a good call. I mean, maybe you don't retire him. Maybe you can't retire him, but shut him down for the season. And think about what your next steps are going to be. You know, while you rest, we talked about it earlier. I don't think there's any resting or healing for the brain. It's not like a sprained ankle or anything like that, but at the very least you don't take another hit this year and you rest up, quote unquote, there. But then you also have time to clearly think about what your next move is. These guys are you you know all these guys, you know all these professional athletes, and you know that they're wired different in every sport. Like they live to play the game that they play. So it's easy for us on the outside to say, just stop playing, you know, when these guys have been doing this since they can remember. But I do kind of hope Tua hangs it up, man. I think it's just not going to get any better. And the risk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's only going to get higher, and the danger is only going to get higher for him, I believe.
Yeah, look, I'm not a doctor, but that's how it seems from afar. They've said little to nothing in today, and you know, he got off, he walked off the field and handled himself in that sense. But again, from afar, it just seems like a thing that's just being compounded. We watched this happen with other guys. I remember like Austin Collie and players like that who just seem more susceptible to these situations and got hit a lot. You're the quarterback in the NFL, and like the number one job in the game in this league is, we have to tackle that guy before he can do anything. Right. And we got to tackle him hard so he can't do anything else. Right. So it's just tough. And again, you don't want to – you can't tell a guy not to live his dream anymore. And if he figures it out, if he takes some time, we you know, you guys are wrestling guys. We watched this happen with wrestling guys a little bit. Daniel Bryan's still out there wrestling. Mm-hmm. You know, Sting got back out there. That was a little different. It's a neck and it's a whole different thing. But, like, you may concern. Find the right doctor yeah. says it's cool. But this is different. It's your brain, and we know so little. You know,
yeah.
And so it's tough to see. It's tough to see.
Do you think that this is a issue that the NFL is still having trouble addressing and kind of, no pun intended, wrapping its brain around, like fully understanding what this is, how to deal with it? You talk about we still amazingly don't know enough about all this. You think the NFL struggles exactly with what to do with this type of stuff?
Yeah. And like I kind of fight back at the notion that they've been aggressive with it either. Like they've kind of done just enough.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, to look respectable in that sense. You know, the problem is like, what are the answers? This is a game of collisions. This is a game of people running into each other. The quarterback is kind of the safest position on the field, but there's times in any given game he may have to run 7 yards down the field and run into a safety, you know? So unless we're going to have them stop tackling each other, or there's radical suggestions like, yo, if guys didn't have helmets, maybe they wouldn't lead with their head, and they would rugby, they don't have as many concussions and all this stuff. But like, I don't know that there is a true answer. They've, you know, revolutionized the helmets and they've done all they can in that sense. But at the end of the day, this is guys running into each other as fast as they can, throwing each other on the ground, bumping heads. And it's, you know, when you get close to that field and really get a feel just how fast things happen on that field, there's only so much you can do in preventative nature. It's like, you know, I kind of look at it like boxing. Like at the end of the day, you're hitting each other in the head. Like that's the point of what you're doing. And it's only so much you can do.
The essence and the core of the game is innately dangerous. Like that's just what it is. And I don't want to come off like I'm necessarily defending the NFL, because that's, I ain't never going to defend the NFL. But you see some of the things they're trying, you know, what people complain all the time about late hits on the quarter. That's not a hit. Oh, come on. What is he supposed to do? Like, they're trying the kickoff thing. They're trying, yep. But they're trying to make a game, like I said, that is innately dangerous, safe, and you can't do it. Like, it's mm-hmm. impossible. Like, the nature of the game is that of hitting the guy, hitting him to the point where he don't want to get up or have the same type of aggression, and kind of, we joke about it a little bit, but kind of take their soul throughout the game. Whose will can be broken throughout that game is really what it is. And I like you guys said, I don't know what they can do to kind of regulate that or get that out the game. I don't know if you can.
It's calculated car crashes all game. Mm. The force that they run into each other is car accidents. Mm. So they're doing out there, and you have bigger helmets, you have smaller pads, and so you have all this stuff going on where it's like it's supposed to help. But end of the day, if I run the top of my head right into a guy's chest at full speed, and anything could happen. You know what I mean? We look at something like Shazier a while back. Like, that was a typical hit that happens in almost every game. You just bent the wrong way for a millisecond, mm-hmm. and you got to learn how to walk again. Like, it's a very dangerous sport. I do think, and again, I don't want to sound like an old crude fan, but it's like you do reach the point of you're removing so much of the sport, and then like, what are we watching football anymore? I look at the kickoffs, and I think they've been entertaining in their own right, but you start doing stuff where we're not allowing anybody to, like, now it's a whole different game, and you've removed that. Like, it's meant to be a physical game. It's a contact sport. Mm-hmm. So it's like you said, I'm not trying to bail out the NBA. I just don't know how many options they have here to fix stuff like this. Mm-hmm.
How does this stuff, you know, from the NFL, the concussions, how does this, like, you guys know better, like boxing? Like, what's the concussion situation like in boxing?
Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, I mean, their protection is the gloves and a mouth guard, you know? And it's just, it's a little different than MMA. You can get knocked down in MMA and you got to just fight. And we've watched fights, Kenny, we watch fights all the time. It's like, damn, he might have been concussed in round two. We've had guys say, yo, I got hit in third round. I never recovered, and they just never looked the same. So, like, they're potentially concussed and continuing to get hit after that. Right. I think kind of like the science of it is I can't necessarily hit you stationary as hard as I could if I was running 20 feet straight at you and then throwing you at the ground. Mm-hmm. But again, that doesn't mean it's safer. Like the point of boxing is to knock the other guy unconscious. Mm-hmm. I think the saving grace also is like, when usually when it happens, it ends. You know, there's no more. But the answers aren't great. They have just as much a story history. I mean, you look at even somebody like Ali. They wonder if the Parkinson's is connected, and on and on. We've seen guys, we call it punch drunk, and we see guys slur their speech, and they're still fighting. Right. Roy Jones was doing that for some time, and it was like, yo, you have to stop. Roy Jones fought in his 50s, like, you know. So it's like, it's just as tough there. It's just as tough as combat sports. And again, as we age as sports fans, we're a little more sensitive to that stuff than we used to be, because just like the hits in the Madden game, I watch knockout compilations all the time. Mm-hmm. It is like, I'm okay with it. And then you think about it, I had a cousin who boxed. Watch him get hit a couple times. I was like, whoa, like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And I think we're all kind of getting there as we get older as fans. Like, all right, this is kind of
different when you know the person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, when you know him, and then when you like Eddie, and you know, you about fourth row at these Showtime fights. You know what I mean? You kind of fourth row.
Wasn't he cornered a little different? Last fight?
He might have been.
Water bucket.
He might have been. Yeah, he might have been.
Speaking of, are you at the Sphere this weekend?
No, it sounds great, but I'm home. I have to cover football, man. I have to do my day job sometimes too.
Yeah, man. And look, to his point though, I mean, the other thing that we do as boxing fans, and I think football fans do it too, and I'm not trying to speak from a place that's holier than now. I am part of this. is you just kind of make an agreement with yourself emotionally that you know what you're watching, you know the consequences, and then you just accept it and you try to enjoy the sport. And that, I'm not even saying that like that's the best thing, but that's what we all do, right? Like, nobody's not going to watch football tonight, tomorrow, on Sunday. I'm going to watch Canelo on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's kind of what we all do as sports fans. And like I said, I'm not pointing a finger or wagging a finger at anybody or anything else like that. It's kind of what we do. And to a certain degree, that's what these players do. They say, this is the emotional and mental agreement that I made to chase my dreams or to continue to play this game.
And yeah, you kind of, those guys kind of laugh at it. You look at Antonio Brown and people like that. They're kind of like, you know, but that is like common, but it's a laugh, but it's like one of those uneasy kind of like, yeah, I'm laughing. But I put it like this. My son is 18 and he had a whole career of sports. He did not play one down of football. Mm. It was never even a conversation. Mm. I never even thought of it. He did not get any ring, nothing. Mm-hmm. And it was never even a conversation. Never even thought about it. Yeah. And so it's like, it's hypocritical in a sense, but that's kind of what, that's the bargain we make as fans, right? Like, I'll watch the pros do this.
Right.
But my kid, oh no.
Not at all.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make the conversation as heavy as it turned out. I feel like it's just kind of the focal point of sports talk today. Eddie, we appreciate you always, man.
Real quick, yeah. I got to ask him before it leaves. I mean, easy work on Saturday night, right? Easy work.
Oh, yeah. I just posted a thing on Complex Sports on Instagram, on Twitter, on everywhere else. Make sure you follow. Canelo's, I think he's well aware of what this fight is for him.
Yeah.
And he told us he wanted an action fight. He thinks Berlanga will come forward and fight. And I think he will for a little bit. And then he's going to get hit and be like, ah, oh, not so much anymore.
And then he's not. And then I said, I got a 9th round TKO for Canelo. And then after that, he's going to talk to Jim Gray. And he's going to be like, I'm not afraid of anybody. I'll fight anybody. And then 2 months later, he's like, give me $300 million to fight. We all know what's going to happen. He ain't fighting
Benavidez. They were adamant. David Benavidez is too big. Terrence Crawford is too small. I think they're kind of right. But again, you should fight that fight. If you're you should fight that fight. But somebody might give him $200 million. Who knows?
Call the bluff. His excellency, give him $200 million.
Yeah, it might be him. But, yeah, nah, easy money. I think the undercard is going to – we're going to have some fun and see some good stuff.
Yeah, undercard crazy. Yeah.
So,
Eddie, we appreciate you as always, my brother. Thank you.
Nah, fellas, good seeing you. You already know. I'll be back next week, man.
Oh, yeah, we're ready for you. Yes, it's weekly. We ain't even tell everybody yet. It's weekly, man. Eddie with us every Friday now.
Yeah, man.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. We're excited about that, man. Thank you, brother.
My dog.
Yes, sir.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.